he told me about the old Roman Catholic Church, which probably hardly anybody of your listeners has heard of. But, and I don't know how deep you want to get in the weeds on that. Do you want me to explain what I mean by that or not?
Maybe a little bit, so we have a context of what the old Catholic
Church is. It's a group that was started in Utrecht, Holland in the 1700s. They got isolated by, Holland had become Protestant. And so the Jesuit order came in and sealed them off. So they were like isolated. And they had bishops there, but they were dying. And in the Catholic Church, if you don't have a bishop, you don't have a church. Because the priests in the church are not thought to be able to function without a bishop. So this was desperate, and these bishops were praying for a solution. And it happened that the missionary bishop to Babylon was traveling through Holland incognito. And he found out what was going on. And he said, you find me 3 or 4 priests, vote, have a council and vote on the 3 or whatever most worthy priests, and I will lay hands on them and consecrate them bishops. So your church can go forward, even though you're cut off from the rest of Europe by the Jesuits. So he did that and went on his way. And when Rome found out, because up until this time, in the West, no bishop had ever been made a bishop without the express permission of the Pope. And to this day, that's still the rule. You can't make somebody a bishop without papal indult. And so they declared the church in Utrecht to be, and when I say they, the Vatican, declared the Utrecht church to be schismatic, meaning cut off and in doctrinal error. They accused them of being Jansenists. I don't want to get too deep into this. But anyway, so from that, moving along about 100 years, there were 2 guys that came along, Arnold Harris Matthew and Joseph René Vallat. The one guy was a French-Canadian, Vallat. The other guy was British. And they went to these bishops, and I don't want to get too far into it, and said, listen, we don't like the church. One guy was an Anglican. One guy was, I think he was Catholic. And could you consecrate us bishops? And so they did. And then these guys went off with greater or lesser degrees of certainty because they were both kind of flaky. And then they, in turn, consecrated other people. And in fact, believe it or not, I think it was Vallat, Joseph René Vallat, consecrated Aleister Crowley as a bishop, who is the chief Satanist of the early 20th century. And again, because of this idea that there's magical power in the Catholic priesthood. For a while, I was actually involved in pastoring a small traditionalist Catholic church in Milwaukee, Our Lady of Perpetual Help. We had maybe 10 or 15 parishioners, because there's your listeners may not know this, but there was and still is a minority of Catholics that hate Vatican II, that think the Second Vatican Council, which took place in 1962, was evil, and that it brought in a whole bunch of innovations into the church that weren't right. And they're known as traditionalist Catholics. And you may have heard recently about how the FBI was targeting Catholics that went to the Latin Mass, they call them trad Catholics. And they were regarded as being, enemies of the state and potential domestic terrorists, because they were the 2 factors that make these people unique is that, number one, they're very anti-Masonic, and they're very pro-life. And so apparently the FBI was actually infiltrating these traditional Catholic parishes and trying to get something on these people. So this is still going on. But at the time, there's all sorts of weirdness going on, because Paul says that God is not the author of confusion. Well, this was total confusion, because there were all of these that are called wandering bishops going around consecrating people and, you know, making other bishops and even making women bishops. And, you know, plus some of them were actually pedophiles. Some of them were theosophists. I don't know if you know what the Theosophical Society is.
No.
That's like Madame Blavatsky. It's a pretty prominent New Age organization before there even was a New Age. You know, Madame Blavatsky is sort of like the godmother of the whole New Age movement. She lived in the latter part of the 19th century. And the Theosophical Society has its own form of old Catholicism that's called the Liberal Catholic Church, with valid holy orders, with bishops and priests and deacons and whatnot.